All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Awesome. Today we're focusing on something super relevant to, well, pretty much anyone working in a team, especially if you're dealing with labor management. Real-time communication tools.
It's huge EE these days.
Right. We've got this excerpt we're looking at. It's called Improving Team Collaboration with Real-Time Communication Tools in Labor Management. And I'm really curious to hear your take on it.
Let's do it.
So right off the bat, the title kind of says it all, doesn't it? Real-time communication equals better teamwork, especially when we're talking about managing labor.
Yeah, and it's more important now than ever, honestly.
I can imagine. Why is that?
Well, think about it. Everything's moving so fast these days. Decisions need to be made quickly, and teams are often spread out, you know, not always in the same office.
That's true. So many remote teams now.
Exactly. The old ways of communicating, like emails and stuff, they just don't cut it anymore. You need something instant, right there in the moment, especially when you're dealing with labor management where things can change so quickly.
Totally. But what does that actually look like, though? Can you give us some concrete examples of how these tools are being used in labor management?
Sure. Imagine you're managing a construction site, right? Instead of running around with paper schedules and trying to track everyone down on their walkie-talkies, you can use a real-time platform. Assign tasks, see who's available, even monitor their progress all in one place.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a digital command center for your team.
Pretty much. And think about safety alerts. Instead of shouting across a noisy construction site, you can instantly send a message to everyone's phone. That kind of speed can be crucial.
That's a great point. The excerpt really emphasized safety as a major benefit. What other areas are being impacted by these tools?
Well, feedback's a big one. Imagine getting instant feedback on your work right there in the app.
So much better than waiting for a performance review months later.
Right. It helps people learn and grow much faster.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I also wonder, you know, there are always two sides to the coin. Are there any potential downsides to all this real-time communication?
Oh, absolutely. It's not all sunshine and roses. One thing to be careful of is information overload.
Yeah, I can see that. If you're constantly bombarded with messages.
Exactly. It can be overwhelming. And it's crucial for managers to be mindful of work-life balance. You know, not expecting people to be glued to their phones 24/7.
Right. So it's about using these tools responsibly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not letting them control us.
Precisely. It's about empowering people, not micromanaging them.
So for our listeners out there who might be thinking, hey, I want to try some of this stuff with my team, what advice would you give them?
I'd say start by figuring out what your specific needs are. What are your biggest communication headaches right now? What are you hoping to achieve with better teamwork?
So be strategic about it. Don't just jump in blindly.
Exactly. Once you know what you need, then you can start exploring different tools and see what fits best. It's not one size fits all.
Great advice. It's about finding the tools that will truly empower your team, not just add more noise to the mix.
Right. And as a final thought, I'd challenge everyone listening to think about the bigger picture. How is this shift towards real-time communication changing the way we work, the way we define work even? It's something to really ponder, you know?
It really is. It's like we're on the cusp of something new and exciting. Thanks so much for diving into this with us.
My pleasure.
And for everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Catch you next time.